This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities say a bomb has exploded on a major pedestrian avenue in the heart of Istanbul, killing six people and wounding dozens at a popular thoroughfare lined with shops and restaurants.
Öncelikle bugün saat 16:20 sularında
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called Sunday's blast a quote-unquote treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. Istanbul's governor tweeted that six people were killed and another 53 were wounded. United States President Joe Biden said on Sunday his country, Japan, and South Korea were, quote, more aligned than ever on North Korea.
And North Korea continues provocation for provocative behavior. This partnership is even more important than it's ever been.
Speaking in Cambodia after a trilateral meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden called their countries, quote-unquote, critical allies that share the United States' concerns about North Korea's missile tests. An Ebola case has been confirmed in eastern Uganda, the country's health minister said on Sunday, the first time the outbreak has spread to a new region of the country from central Uganda, where cases have been confirmed so far. Authorities have been struggling to contain it since the epidemic was declared on September 20th. Uganda has so far recorded a total of 135 confirmed cases and 53 deaths, according to the health ministry. The virus circulating in Uganda is the Sudan strain of Ebola, for which there's no proven vaccine, unlike the more common Zaire strain that spread during recent outbreaks in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. Crowds of jubilant, flag-waving Kherson residents gathered on Sunday in the city's main square. Some of those celebrating on Kherson's main square said the problems like lack of electricity or water was nothing compared with the joy of seeing Ukrainian troops entering the city. Ukrainian troops arrived in the center of Kherson on Friday after Russia abandoned the only regional capital it had captured since its invasion began in February. Democrats have been able to keep control of the U.S. Senate, but it's still a toss-up on whether the House of Representatives will flip. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's nearly a week since the polls closed, and yet a number of close races for congressional seats keep the balance of power undetermined. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says regardless of the outcome, Democrats didn't get shoved out, as many pundits had predicted, because of their message to voters.
People over politics, lower cost, bigger paychecks, safer communities.
Republicans Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana suggests that Donald Trump was the reason the Senate didn't flip. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
British Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt said on Sunday he will set out tax rises and spending cuts this week to show Britain can fix its public finances and restore its economic credibility after financial market chaos sparked by former Prime Minister Liz Truss.
Well, we're all going to be paying a bit more tax, I'm afraid, Sophie. But it's not just going to be bad news. I think what people recognize that is that if you want to give people confidence about the future, you have to be honest about the present and you have to have a plan.
Hunt on Sky News on Sunday, but he said poorer households should be spared much of the pain and cuts to public services would be balanced. The United Nations says it's investigating allegations of misconduct by Egyptian police officers providing security at this year's international climate talks. This follows claims that attendees of events at the German pavilion at the COP27 summit were photographed and filmed after Germany hosted an event there with the sister of a jailed Egyptian pro-democracy activist. The UN Climate Office confirmed that some of the security officers working in the part of the venue designated as United Nations territory come from the host country, Egypt. The UN Climate Office told the Associated Press in a statement that the UN Safety and Security Department has been, quote, been made aware of allegations of misconduct and is investigating these reports. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.